Right. So today we're diving into something that I think is incredibly relevant for a lot of our listeners out there, especially if you're, embracing that whole digital nomad freelancing lifestyle. And that is mindfulness for stress management. You know, because let's face it, juggling all those projects, chasing down invoices, riding the waves of that unpredictable income, that can really take a toll.
It does. It really does.
Yeah. So
That freedom and flexibility we all kind of crave as freelancers, right? Like
totally.
it can come with a unique set of pressures.
Yeah.
But what if I told you there's a way to not just survive, but actually thrive in this environment? It might sound a little counterintuitive, but mindfulness.
Mindfulness. Okay. I've heard that word a lot. Like, isn't that something you do, like, sitting cross-legged on a mountaintop or something?
Well, it can be, but it definitely doesn't have to be.
Okay.
You know, I think of it more like hitting the pause button on autopilot and actually just like experiencing your life as it unfolds. You know, it's not about emptying your mind. It's about becoming aware of your thoughts and feelings without judgment.
Gotcha.
And you know what? It can be incredibly practical,
Okay.
especially for freelancers.
I like it. I'm intrigued. So our source material today is all about how mindfulness can be a total game changer for freelancers. So let's unpack this and see how it applies to your, day-to-day hustle.
Okay, love it.
Okay.
You know, we all have that image, right, of the modern nomad freelancer
Oh, yeah.
working from a beach in Bali, setting their own hours. It sounds idyllic,
Build me up.
right?
Yeah.
But the sources we have really get real about the pressures that come with that lifestyle, too,
Right.
you know? And they really emphasize that without the structure of the traditional 9-to-5, you know, freelancers really have to be extra intentional about managing their time, staying organized, and
Yeah.
kind of dealing with the emotional roller coaster that comes with being your own boss.
100% can relate to that big time. So how does mindfulness actually help with all of that?
Well, let's look at one of the big ones, you know, stress reduction. I
Sorry.
think we all experience that feeling of being overwhelmed by worries, right? Especially when, like, your income and your success is entirely on your shoulders. Mindfulness really helps by shifting your perspective. It's not about ignoring the problems, but rather choosing to focus on the present moment instead of getting swept away by all those anxieties.
So it's like choosing where to direct your attention.
Exactly.
That's pretty powerful.
It is.
Yeah.
Think about it. You know, you're facing a tight deadline instead of spiraling into a panic. What if you could just use mindfulness to zoom in on the task at hand, break it down into manageable steps, approach it with a clear and calm mind?
Okay.
Like, that's a total game changer.
That makes a lot of sense. The source also mentioned something about improved focus. And look, we're all bombarded by distractions these days. But for freelancers, that can be the kiss of death for productivity.
For sure. And you know what's fascinating is that mindfulness can actually impact the way your brain responds to those distractions.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's like building mental muscle. The more you practice focusing your attention, the better you become at resisting that urge to check your email every 5 minutes or
Yeah.
fall down an internet rabbit hole.
Wait, so it's actually changing how my brain works.
It is. It's changing how your brain reacts to stress.
Wow.
You know, when we practice mindfulness, we're training our brains to stay present,
Right.
to not get hijacked by every single thought or worry.
Yeah.
And over time, this can actually lead to like physical changes in the brain, strengthening the areas associated with focus and self-control, and actually weakening those associated with anxiety and reactivity.
Okay, so it's not just some woo-woo concept. There's real science behind it.
It's
That's
fascinating.
impressive. Speaking of science, can we talk about emotional regulation for a second? Freelancing can feel like a constant emotional roller coaster.
Oh, tell me about it.
Right.
Yeah, like one day you land a dream client, the next you're dealing with like a rejection or a difficult project.
Totally.
Man
Yeah.
out.
Mindfulness can be a lifesaver in those situations.
Oh, okay.
It helps create kind of a buffer between you and your emotions. It's not about suppressing your feelings,
Right.
but rather just observing them without getting swept away.
Okay.
So when that wave of frustration or self-doubt hits, instead of reacting impulsively, you can pause, acknowledge the feeling, and choose a more constructive response.
So instead of sending that strongly worded email,
Exactly.
take a breath and
Yes.
yes.
You create space for a more mindful response.
Okay.
You build resilience,
I like it.
and that can make a huge difference in your interactions with clients and your overall well-being.
Now that you mention it, the source also touched on mindfulness boosting creativity.
Yes.
I'm curious about this one because A mind cluttered with worries and distractions doesn't really sound like a breeding ground for brilliant ideas.
It's not, and that's where mindfulness comes in.
So imagine this, you're working on a project and you hit a wall, you're stuck.
Yeah.
Mindfulness helps clear the mental clutter, allowing for those aha moments to surface.
Yeah.
It's like giving your mind the breathing room. It needs to be truly innovative.
It's like decluttering your mental workspace.
Yeah.
Just like you declutter your physical desk to create a more productive environment.
I love that analogy.
Whoa.
It's about creating space for those creative sparks to ignite.
Yeah, this is all starting to click. For me, mindfulness isn't just about meditation. It's about being more intentional and present in every aspect of our freelance lives.
Exactly.
And speaking of intention, the source also mentioned something about self-awareness being a key benefit.
Self-awareness is foundational.
Okay.
Like, imagine shining a light on those unconscious patterns that might be sabotaging your productivity or well-being.
Okay.
Maybe you realize you're taking on way too many projects at once, or that certain types of client communication are major stress triggers for you.
Oh, I can relate to that.
All right. It's like having a superpower.
Yeah, knowing my triggers would be huge.
That self-awareness allows you to make conscious choices to support your success and well-being.
Right.
It empowers you to design your freelance life in a way that truly aligns with your values and goals.
Okay, we've covered some pretty amazing benefits of mindfulness for freelancers.
Yeah.
But how do we actually put this into practice?
That's the question.
Right, we're busy people. We're juggling multiple projects, deadlines, and the ever-present need to market ourselves.
Right.
Where do we even begin?
That's a great question, and that's exactly what we're going to explore next. You know, there are some surprisingly simple and effective techniques that you can weave into your day, even if you only have a few minutes to spare.
Okay, yeah. So I like it.
Welcome back.
All right, so we've talked about why mindfulness is so powerful for freelancers, but now I want to get into the how.
Yes.
Our sources outline a bunch of practical techniques.
Yeah.
And I'm ready to test drive a few.
I love it.
What are some that really stand out to you as being especially helpful for us busy freelancers?
Absolutely. One that I find incredibly grounding is the body scan meditation.
Okay.
It's a fantastic way to reconnect with yourself, especially when things feel chaotic.
I've heard of it.
Yeah.
But I'll admit the name always made me think I needed some fancy equipment or something.
Not at all.
Okay.
It's super simple. You can do it lying down or sitting in a chair, whatever's comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
You simply bring your attention to different parts of your body, starting with your toes.
Okay.
And just notice any sensations, warmth, tingling, tightness, pressure, without judging or trying to change anything.
So I'm basically just checking in with my body.
Exactly.
Okay.
It's a way to cultivate a sense of presence and release tension you might be holding on to without even realizing it.
That sounds really calming.
Yeah.
I can see how that would be helpful after a long day staring at a screen.
It's amazing how much tension we carry in our bodies without even realizing it.
Yeah.
And speaking of everyday activities, what about mindful eating?
Oh, yeah.
I'm often guilty of scarfing down lunch at my desk, barely tasting a bite.
Oh, tell me about it sometimes. I don't even remember what I ate.
Yeah.
So how can we bring mindfulness into that part of our day?
I think we've all been there, but imagine this. You put away your phone, you step away from the computer, and take a few moments to really savor your meal.
Okay.
You know, notice the colors, the aromas, the textures, chew slowly, and pay attention to the flavors.
Mm-hmm.
It's like transforming an ordinary meal into a mini meditation.
It sounds so simple, but I can already feel myself relaxing just thinking about it.
Right.
I actually read somewhere that mindful eating can also improve digestion because you're slowing down and chewing properly.
It's true.
Right.
And that brings us back to mindful working.
Okay.
You know, we talked about single tasking and minimizing distractions, but I'm wondering, how can we stay mindful when we're in the thick of a demanding project, you know, facing those looming deadlines and those tricky client requests?
That's a great question. It's one thing to do a quick breathing exercise during a break, but how do we cultivate that present moment awareness when we're really under pressure?
Remember the breath?
Okay.
It sounds so basic, but seriously, it's a superpower.
Okay.
When you feel your mind racing, shoulders tightening, that overwhelm creeping in,
yeah,
just pause for a moment and take a few conscious breaths.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's like hitting the reset button for your nervous system.
It's like a mini vacation for my mind.
Exactly. You can even set reminders on your phone or computer to do this throughout the day.
Ooh, I like that.
Just a little nudge to come back to the present moment.
I love that. Okay, so mindful breathing is definitely going on my to-do list.
Rodent.
But there's another challenge I think a lot of freelancers face: comparison.
Mm-hmm.
It's so easy to get caught up in what everyone else is doing, feeling like you're not successful enough, not productive enough, not hustling enough.
For sure.
Any advice on how mindfulness can help with that?
Comparison is a trap,
Yeah.
especially in the age of social media.
Right.
But mindfulness can help us break free.
Okay.
It's about shifting our focus inward, cultivating gratitude for our own unique journey, and recognizing that everyone is on their own path.
It's like choosing to run your own race.
I like that. And, mindfulness also encourages self-compassion.
Yeah.
We're often our own harshest critics.
Totally.
Mindfulness helps us soften that inner critic and cultivate a more supportive inner voice.
That's so important, especially in a work environment that can feel isolating.
It is.
It's like being your own best friend.
Exactly. It's about recognizing that we're all human, we make mistakes,
Right.
and setbacks are part of the journey.
Yeah.
Mindfulness allows us to approach those moments with curiosity and kindness rather than judgment.
This is all starting to feel less like a set of techniques and more like a whole new way of being. It's not about striving for perfection. It's about bringing more awareness and intention to each moment.
Beautifully said. Mindfulness isn't about becoming someone else. It's about becoming more fully ourselves with all our imperfections and all our potential.
A theme is emerging here that I think is really powerful. Mindfulness isn't just about stress management.
No.
It's about self-discovery, self-acceptance, and self-empowerment.
You nailed it. It's about cultivating a deep connection with ourselves.
Yeah.
And that connection ripples outwards into everything we do, our work, our relationships, our sense of purpose.
I'm so glad we're having this conversation.
Yeah.
We've talked a lot about the individual benefits, but I'm curious to explore the bigger picture.
Yeah.
How might cultivating mindfulness on a personal level lead to a more mindful approach to work, to business, even to society as a whole?
That's a fantastic question. Imagine a world where businesses prioritize not just profit, but also the well-being of their employees and the communities they serve.
Okay.
Imagine leaders making decisions with clarity, empathy, and a long-term vision instead of just reacting to the latest
It's
crisis.
like a ripple effect, right?
Exactly. The more we embody mindfulness in our daily lives, the more we contribute to that ripple effect. It's about planting seeds of mindfulness that can blossom into a more mindful world.
I'm getting chills. Okay, we've covered so much ground. Where do we go from here?
Yeah. Let's take a moment to reflect on everything we've discussed and consider how we can start putting these insights into action. We'll be back in a moment to wrap things up.
So we've been talking about this idea of mindfulness creating a ripple effect.
Yeah, it's powerful, right?
Totally. Like, what happens when we take those principles of presence, awareness, and compassion and actually apply them to the way we approach work, business, even just our interactions with the world around us?
Exactly. What if instead of, burning out chasing that next gig, we built businesses that prioritized well-being of everyone involved, not just our own bottom line, but, our collaborators, clients, even the planet.
It's like shifting from a mindset of scarcity to a mindset of abundance.
I love that. And imagine if leaders, those of us running our own freelance businesses, made decisions from a place of clarity and empathy instead of just reacting to the latest fire drill.
That would be a game changer.
Right.
No more knee-jerk reactions, no more burnout, just thoughtful, intentional action.
Exactly. And think about how that could transform the way we collaborate. Imagine clients and freelancers approaching each other with understanding and respect, even when things get tough.
It's like building a network of support instead of constantly competing with each other.
That's the beauty of mindfulness.
Yeah.
It shifts the entire dynamic,
Yeah.
and it starts with each of us,
Right.
with our own commitment to cultivating those qualities in our lives.
It's empowering to think that the changes we make within ourselves can actually contribute to creating a more mindful world.
Absolutely. And it doesn't have to be some grand gesture. Even small acts of mindfulness can create ripples of positive change.
That's a great reminder for all of us. So as we wrap up this deep dive, what's one thing you hope our listeners take away from this conversation?
That mindfulness isn't just for monks on mountaintops.
Right.
It's a practical and powerful tool for anyone, especially freelancers. It's about showing up as your best self in your work and in your life, and it has the potential to transform not just your own experience, but the
Yeah.
world around you.
That's a beautiful thought. So to you listening out there, wherever you are on your freelance journey, we encourage you to explore mindfulness, experiment with the techniques we've discussed. See how they can help you manage stress, boost your focus, tap into your creative potential.
And remember, mindfulness is a journey, not a destination. Be kind to yourself, celebrate your progress, and trust that even small steps can make a big difference.
Beautifully said. And on that note, we'll wrap up this deep dive into mindfulness for freelancers. Until next time, keep seeking, keep learning, and keep diving deep.